Thursday afternoon, a new center for the Czech Republic known as the Czech House opens its doors to the public in Brussels. It will become the address of the Czech Embassy, the Czech Center, as well as a number of national companies and institutions. Its main aim is to promote the Czech Republic before it takes on the EU presidency in 2009. Ruth Frankova spoke to the head of the Czech Center in Brussels, Petr Polívka. That was just a few hours before the start of the event. He agreed to answer a few questions related to the center's new address.
Our new Czech House is near to the center of the city, near to the Palais Royal in Brussels, where almost all Czech institutions represented in Brussels will be concentrated, which means our embassies, representation to the European Union, representations of regions, and some agencies like Czech Tourism, Czech Trade, Czech Invest, Czech Airlines will be represented.
You are not the only institution, obviously, as you said, that is moving to the new seat. Why do you think it is important to concentrate different Czech institutions all to one place?
Because before we were not in contact. Everybody was organizing something without any, let's say, advice of the others, without knowing about that. And I mean, this is the opportunity where to put our activities together and do more than before.
If you compare it with your previous seat, with your previous address, in what way is it better?
Oh, I'm very satisfied because before we had such a small center with very, very small hall. We had about 50 square meters in the center. Now we have about 300 square meters in our hall, which means we can organize important exhibitions, even concerts, chamber concerts in the hall, some colloquiums, and theaters, etc.
Would you say that Belgians are more interested in Czech culture than they were in the past? To what extent are they interested in the Czech Republic and its culture?
Frankly said, it was surprising for me coming in Belgium. Belgian people are very, very interested in the Czech culture. They are traveling a lot in the Czech Republic. Some of them have houses in the Czech Republic. And they are in love with the Czech Republic, really.
Could you tell me something about today's opening? What are some of the events that will take place today and who are the special guests that will come?
These days organized as some street party, let's say. We will have many, many personalities from the Czech Republic, some ministries, etc., etc. Today we'll start with press conference. After the press conference, there will be, let's say, inauguration of the Czech House. Then we can hear the voice of our singer, Eva Frilingova, which is very famous in France and Belgium too. Then will be the group Čechomor, which everybody knows in the Czech Republic. And there will be some presentation of regions, etc., etc.
Petr Polívka, he is the head of the Czech Center in Brussels, and he was talking there to Ruth Frankova about the new Czech House, which sounds like a very interesting place to visit indeed. www.radio.cz is the website to visit to catch up on all the latest Czech news, culture, and history, anything you might have missed in short in our broadcast. It's all there in both sound and text, along with photos and many, many additional details.